Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Time for that KSL Family Day, a Family 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie is here. Looks like summer's finally on its way, huh?
It is, right? And it's a family day because we've got the weather for it and the holiday to go along with it,
you
right?
You couldn't ask for a better Memorial Day, I don't think.
You could. Well, and here along the Wasatch Front, we already had the cold front come through overnight. So we're dealing with sunshine temperatures into the mid-upper 70s, trying to get towards 80. But if you're going to be in central Utah, southern Utah, traveling, hiking, anything, you will see some scattered showers along a cold front throughout the day today in the afternoon and evening. But once that's gone, we are warming up in a big way. By the weekend, 90s in Salt Lake, triple digits in St. George.
Crazy. So, what, 92, 93 this weekend here?
Yeah, 92 for Friday and Saturday, 93 for Sunday, with 100 and then 102 for Saturday and Sunday.
We were in South Jordan yesterday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when that big, nasty cloud came over.
I was down at IKEA and Draper, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how much water fell in a, like, 20-minute period, but we were inside the Costco store, mm-hmm. and people were looking up wondering what was going on. because you could hear it pounding on the roof.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Well, and that's why it's a good time to get the KSL weather app, just because not only does it show you where those showers are, but you can put it in motion and see, are they coming towards me? Are they going away from me? Makes your, you know, your day a lot easier when you see those things building.
We plan our bike rides around that hourly where you can look at the chance of precipitation, 20, 30, and then 90. So mm-hmm. you know that's a bad time to take
it
the bike
is,
out.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, thank you. Right now, 57 degrees in Salt Lake City. That's at Broadcast House. A little bit warmer, though, at the airport, 60 this hour.